I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The biggest migration ever from country to city is taking place in China. Almost half the Chinese people now live in cities. Most move there for economic opportunity and often for the excitement of urban life. But here's the question: are they happy? The answer depends on which city they're living in. An annual survey by the state news agency Xinhua and the China Association of Mayors ranks cities by happiness. And among the top winners in the latest poll is the southwestern city of Kunming. The world's Mary Kay Magstead tells us why.
Kunming attracts snowbirds. There's the avian variety, seagulls from Siberia that come and hang out on Kunming's Green Lake each winter. Then there are the human ones. This woman, Zheng Yuandong, says it's spring all the time here. The air is clear, the produce is fresh and cheap, and the people are pretty nice. Zheng is originally from a colder part of China. She now splits her time between Kunming and Florida, where she has family. She comes here, to Green Lake, to join others in freeform dancing. Her preferred style is an exuberant cross between a samba and a cha-cha. A much younger woman swoops, using two giant fans, like butterfly wings. Her name is Wu Xiaojue, and it doesn't surprise her that Kunming has come out as one of China's happiest cities. She thinks it has a lot going for it.
First thing is the people, do you know? Kunming people is very friendly and very warm. I think people is the core competition of every city. Because people is alive, right? The things is dead.
The annual survey on China's happiest city really sets out to measure quality of life in objective measures like air quality, housing prices, working hours, and availability of good medical care, and in more subjective ways, what residents themselves feel about their city and what the survey calls its milk of human kindness. Based on all measures, Beijing and Shanghai didn't even make the top 10. Sure, they're big and cosmopolitan and incredibly dynamic, but they're also expensive, polluted, gridlocked, and a little hard-edged. Many residents of both cities report feeling overworked, stressed out, and sleep-deprived. For years, other cities in China have tried to emulate the Beijing-Shanghai model, tearing down intimate old neighborhoods and tea houses, building up tall, imposing buildings and wide roads, with fewer spaces that encourage social interaction. Suicide rates among the elderly in these cities have climbed as older Chinese find themselves torn from their old communities and isolated in high-rise apartment buildings. So it's not an entirely trivial thing, as China's cities continue to grow, that its association of mayors is paying attention to what kind of cities make people happier. One aspect they may not have considered comes from Xiongguan Lan, a 40-year-old farmer from hundreds of miles away from Kunming. She comes here on the off-season to pick up extra cash, shining shoes in a central shopping area. She says police in other cities are more harsh with the likes of her, migrant workers doing whatever they can. Whether through compassion or neglect of duty, she says the police here are almost as mild as the weather. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Kunming.
You can see just how happy the people of Kunming are. We've got a slideshow of happy dancing, happy gardening, and yes, even more happiness. It's at theworld.org.